Well, I didn't always listen to what Dad had to say, you know. But Pappy could tell me the same thing Daddy was trying to tell me, and I'd listen. But, you know, sometimes that's just the way it works out, I guess.
Sometimes that's how it does work out, but my dad wasn't around much. So he was a truck driver when I was young, and then him and Mom split up when I was 8. So a lot of it contributed to my uncle and my grandfather.
Yeah, it's about the same. He'd been through the Great Depression, born in 1929. To Korea, Vietnam. He was not a veteran, but, you know, kind of went through what the country went through, and he was tough as nails. I mean, tough.
What you mean there? That generation's got to be sitting back there looking at us like, what did we raise?
Yeah, I know. My grandmother, she reminds us, all the grandkids, that all the time. What? Why did you do that? Well, you know, you should have just went and done da-da-da-da-da-da. When it comes out of her mouth, all of us look at one another like, well, yeah, that, why didn't we do that?
Mom and Dad, they were much older. My grandfather, he was born in 1903. My mom's dad was, and I knew him up till I was 12 years old, and yeah, he was something else. Great man, but very, very stern.
You know, Pappy was stern too, but you know, I guess they had to be. My grandmother on my mother's side, she was real stern too, and I think that may have been just a product of the generation to do what they had to do to make things happen, I guess.
KD for FDIW for FCM. Up, sleeping.
How are you, sir? That's KO4NUE.
Good morning, guys. I guess you'll be up soon. I'll keep listening. W for FCM.
4HKX here. Don't let us stop you. You break in any time, okay?
Text me, says they're talking. I'll wait till they get finished. So, wait till you guys finish. She's patient, no hurry. Thank you, though. W4FCM. Pollen's got my voice already, man. Ooh, that time of the year.
I'm going to get in the way. And, let us know. We'll step to the side. So, you got your rehearsal dinner tonight, and you've cooked chicken for everybody. Is that what I heard?
Dad's doing the Boston butts, and I'm doing all the chicken. So I went ahead and cooked them all last night, so I wouldn't have to mess with them today. It took me, I don't know, right around 9 hours to get them all smoked. Cook them slow so I can get, you know, as much flavor in them as I can. Last hour I bumped the temperature up and finished cooking them off, but try to melt as much fat as I can, because that's what carries the smoke down in the meat. But last hour or so, I gotta crank the temp up and lock everything in, so it seems to work out good. But they are good too.
It's hard to go wrong with a good piece of chicken.
Chicken and cake, coleslaw, baked beans, buns, and I can't remember what else. Potato chips, yeah.
But you're going to eat good. So what kind of for your son today? I know you got something going.
Well, I think what I'm going to do, if I can get out of his shoes, I'm going to do like I was done. I'm going to write "Help Me" on the bottom of him. So when he kneels down, at the altar with his wife, you'll see "Help Me" wrote on the bottom of him. So I think that's what might make him mad. That's going to make him mad, but it's like he's over it.
with him? Somebody's trying to get somebody and they can't. They go nuts over it.
Tell me, I'm just going to have to wait till you get in a wheelchair. I said, even in a wheelchair, you know, if I've got dementia or what, can't walk or whatever, you still ain't going to be able to get me.
But the chase is part of the fun, having fun with it.
Well, that just depends on who's pushing the wheelchair now, don't it? I guess he's got a point. But I still like to get him good, boy. He gets them cheeks, get puffed up, gets the poochie lip, and gets red. I just sit there and just laugh and laugh. Boy, it gets him mad.
Imagine. I know how mine is with stuff like that. That age, like, they just turn red in the face and don't know what to say.
Being in the military, you play pranks, and some of them get rough. I mean, just really rough. And sometimes it's difficult for me to know what's rough and what's not. So, you know, I usually run them by Hannah first, and we'll go through. Yeah, I'll tell her what I'm going to do. Yeah, no, that's too rough. And then the next one will be, no, that's too rough. And then we'll go through four or five of those, and then we'll end up, okay, well, that's pretty good. I think the best one I've got was when I hooked his brake lights up to the, hooked the horn up to his brake pedal. And the trick is that you got to film it. If you don't film it, it don't count. So I got it all on film. And at the reception tonight, we're gonna play some of them so everybody can see them.
Be hilarious, and that would be fun to do to his vehicle as he's driving away for his honeymoon.
That's a good one. Oh, I didn't think about that.
Got married, like I told you, the one I'm close to, he bought a Jeep and nobody knew about it but me, and he parked it out there the night before, and then when it come time to decorate the vehicle, they kept sending me out in the parking lot looking for his vehicle. I'm like, it's not here. So nobody knew about it but me, and when they drove off, I come driving the Jeep around, and it got out, and here, then they hopped in it, and nobody could decorate it, so we got them then.
Yeah, well, we had a military wedding, and, boy, they messed my truck up. They had magnetic signs made, and, you know, tin cans all on the back, and... Barney, the maintenance guy, I was in maintenance. He had some old number 10 cans, had big ones from canteen, and he tied them to the truck with 8-inch wire cable, so they wouldn't go away. They just stayed on the ball of the truck all the way to the airport. they got me good, bud. They got me.
My vehicle to my wedding. That way I wouldn't know, I didn't have to worry about it.
I don't know what I'll do. I expect he'll be on guard, so I'll have to get somebody to distract him, I guess, but I'm going to get him.
Doing it, that's the main part. Just have fun.
KO4 in duty. All right, Patrick, I'm at the QTH, so, give me a holler at your convenience when if you find something out, and I will talk to you later. I'm gonna see what I can do with it here in the driveway. So KO4 in UE, I'll be clear, bud.
No problem. I'll let you know as soon as I find out something. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.